Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV. Last week, we started looking at unity with God and learned that true unity originates with God and not with man. You know, I like that so much, I'm going to say that again. True unity with God originates with God and not with man. And true unity between believers is not produced by self-will or self-determination. Unity with God and each other requires a deep inward work that many Christians refuse to allow God to do in them. And lastly, we learn God has a building program of which He uses to produce unity in us with God and with others. Now, God's building program is unlike any building program you have ever heard of. And why? Because God starts to build His character and His nature in us by tearing down and by uprooting anything in us that is not of Him. God will not build on another man's foundation. God will cast down ungodly thoughts and ways if we allow Him to. He'll pull them out of our lives. He will pull down everything that is not of Him in us and place them into the captivity of Christ. In 2 Corinthians 10:4, Paul tells us, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of these strongholds." Now, what is amazing about these words is these words were not spoken, but they were thought. Paul was thinking these words. So if you notice, there are parentheses around this verse. And in the King James Bible and in most other Bibles, you will find that this makes this verse a parenthetical thought where Paul was thinking these words. A part of God's building program, God pulls or He casts down strongholds. Wow. Or strongholds are things we depend on for strength. Things we are built on, things that prop us up, we can actually lean on. But God pulls or He casts down these wrong thoughts, this wrong teaching, these character flaws and shortcomings. And then in verse 5, Paul continues and says, "Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought," underline every thought, "to the obedience of Christ." Now, the hyper-spirituals want to hyper-spiritualize these verses and twist them in ways where they talk about demons and the like. But, oh no, my friend, Paul is talking about our thoughts, our character, our nature, even our obedience or disobedience. In verse 5, Paul talks about casting down imaginations. Now, that would be our imaginations, those thoughts that are in direct rebellion to what God wants for our lives. They are pulled down in our mind and in our heart, and they are brought to a place in our spirit of captivity to the obedience of Christ. Those thoughts in us that are not of Christ, God will pull them down and destroy them if we want Him to. You know, my friend, the battle for our spirit is fought in our mind. Let me say that again. The battle for our spirit, for control of our spirit, is fought in our mind. And we choose who will win the battle by what we allow God to do in our lives. Yes, God knows everything and can do anything but twist our arm to serve Him. Yes, we must allow God to work in our lives daily and tear down and uproot those things in our lives that are not of Him. You know, there is a divine spiritual principle that runs along this thought, and that is division precedes or comes before unity. Let me say that again. Division precedes or comes before unity. Now, the division I am talking about is the division we talked about last week in Matthew 10:34-36. This division will strike at our closest relationships, even father to son, brother to brother, daughter to mother, and spouse to spouse. I promise you, my friend, if you have a true desire to come to know God and come to a place of unity with Him, as Jesus was in unity with Him, then there will be division in your life. To come to know a holy God, we will have to allow the sword of the Spirit, free reign in our life and in our heart, to cut out things in our lives, ungodly things, not consistent with God's nature and plan for our life. Why does this division take place? Well, the Lord's work is being done in our spirit. The carnal man is in direct opposition to the spiritual man. Let me say that again. The carnal man is in direct opposition to the spiritual man. John tells us, John 3:6, that which is flesh is flesh, and that which is spirit is spirit. Now, there's also another divine spiritual principle in play here, and that is seed after seed. You know, if I plant an orange tree from a seed, I will not grow apples. One seed grows apples, the other grows oranges. Spiritually speaking, flesh can only reproduce flesh, as spirit can only reproduce spirit. So if we are after the flesh, we will have to allow God to remove those fresh fleshly things out of our life so that the spirit can be reproduced in us. Amen? As odd as it sounds, unity comes out of division as life comes out of death. Our life in God comes out of the death of Christ. So those that have allowed God to work in their lives will be able spiritually to fellowship or have communion with God and others who have endured the work of God in their lives. You know, we think we can have a prayer breakfast between two churches and that builds unity between the two churches, but this, my friend, can and never can happen. Again, true unity originates with God and not with man. Now, the two churches may get full of some good food and even be better friends, but unity will and can never be established between the two churches, unless they have undergone that division process in their life. Anytime man responds to the drawl of God inwardly, division of relationship on the earthly level will occur. Let me say that again. Anytime that man responds to the drawl of God inwardly, division of relationship on the earthly level will occur. One cannot become one with God without separation from earthly relationships. The more we separate ourselves from the earthly because of this desire for oneness or for unity, the more we will be able to commune with God and others enduring that division process. Again, unity in churches happen as we separate ourselves from the earthly ways, the earthly thinking and desires. And why? Because unity is not peace and harmony in the church, but all hearts being dealt with by God. Let me say that again. Unity in the church is all hearts being dealt with by God. An individual can faithfully attend church, sing songs, pray, read their Bible, witness, and still lack in their lives communion with God. Communion with God, yes, communion with God, you know, comes out of that relationship with Him. Amen? Anytime division occurs, there is pain and disturbance and even turmoil. And why? Because in any given group of Christians and even in believers, there are various degrees of oneness or unity with God. At the point in which we stop being one with God, our communion with Him and others enduring the process will end. Communion with God is our responsibility. It is our reasonable service. God wants, He desires for us to fellowship with Him, but He will not force us. Oh no, He will allow us to speak, and He will give us space to do as we wish. My last thought for today is something deep, and so I would like for you to ponder this over the week, and that is unity in God will cost us something. The greater the unity, the greater the cost. Let me say that again. The greater the unity that we have with God, the greater the cost it will be for us to come into that unity with God. earthly relationships, our desires, our plans, our dreams, ourself, all must be pulled down. Well, our dreams and our plans, and I want to do this, and I want, all of that stuff must be pulled down and placed into the captivity of the obedience of Christ. Maybe that is why there is not much unity in the church today. Amen. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, hoping that my words today has blessed your heart and it has really challenged you and it has really moved you and it's been thought-provoking, that it will go ahead and bring you into a greater place of unity with God, because that is His goal. He desires to have unity, to be in unity with Him. Amen.